who you know. If it wasn't for the sustainable relationships I've built over the years, I wouldn't be here today. Of course, as a woman of faith, if it wasn't for God, where would I be really? But even in faith, action must be taken. I've always been a people's person, yet reserved and a homebody at the same time. I believe they call it, quote unquote, introverted extrovert. So when I unexpectedly ended up staying in Kinshasa longer than planned during the pandemic, it was obvious to me that I needed to meet new people. Back then, I knew one other person who I'd met from London already living and building businesses in Congo. Oh, and my cousin who was from London living and working in Kinshasa. Both were busybodies, so I began to actively search for expats, people from overseas living and working in Kinshasa. Unsure of where, when, and how to hopefully find like-minded people here on the other side of the world, I confided in the good old Google. I came across a few groups, but seemed like unregulated websites, and eventually came across a website called Internations. It required creating an account. Off the cuff, I thought it was some sort of dating site, in which I was in no position to be on, so was very skeptical. Nonetheless, I was on a mission, so created an account. And I am so thankful I did. I got talking to a few expats and eventually met, now, two friends who at the time were living, working and running businesses in Kinshasa. These two amazing ladies introduced me to an array of information, including places to eat, places not to eat, business ideas, and as mundane and minute as it may seem, how to buy and receive Amazon deliveries. And most relevant to today's topic, where to network. You'll be surprised how integral for predominantly your mental health it is to have people around you who you can talk to, especially being so far from home and as a bonus, have a similar background as you. Both these beautiful ladies were also from London and of Congolese origin. Day-to-day life in Kinshasa is challenging. You're navigating completely different languages, French and Lingala, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep. When you're not used to it, it's tiresome in itself, as well as a whole load of other things. So having someone to speak to freely in terms of communication every now and again was, for me, not only appreciated but needed. That was the start of my very own network. My job. End of 2022. I'm in London and I'm offered a new job in Kinshasa. Where do I start? My network. Rewind a little. Just prior to being offered the job, I went to Congo for a quick trip. During this trip, I spoke to my friend in which I had met from London, and it came to light that he may have space in one of his apartments should I ever choose to live in Congo long term. At the time of hearing this information, I had no concrete plans of coming back. But me being the opportunist I am, I said, hold it, keep it, do what you gotta do, so that this apartment remains available for me. Thankfully, because we had built a good relationship, that wasn't a problem. So, it's worth mentioning where I met this London friend. The answer is at a networking event hosted by Young Professional Congolese, YPC. Quote unquote, YPC is a UK-based Congolese professional network in which aims to promote personal and professional growth among the Congolese youth. Back to the story. Whilst I was living in Congo during the pandemic, myself and my London friend created a group, which welcomed the Congolese diaspora who were in Kinshasa trying to navigate this new way of life. Annoyingly, this only really got going when I returned to London. Nonetheless, I knew sometime in the future I'd be back. In what capacity? Only Lord knew, so continued with it virtually. We had both added our contacts to the group and held monthly virtual meetings via Zoom. One of our contacts in which my London friend had added worked in the field in which I now work in. This contact had been in Kinshasa for a few months developing her business and had recently also returned to London. On one beautiful day, she posted a role in which was based in Kinshasa and sent it in the WhatsApp group, mentioning that she was unable to apply and it's up for grabs. Again, being an opportunist I am, I had a look at it. And it was a role working for a reputable company in which, now that I think about it, pinch myself as to why I had never thought about it before. Long story short, I applied and never got the job. It's only when I had realized I was unsuccessful, no response after a couple months, that it dawned on me that one of my now friends, who I had met from Internations, was previously working in the same field. I contacted her to let her know that I had applied for a particular role and was unsuccessful. She kindly gave me some advice, and I felt more optimistic to give it another try, should another opportunity present itself. And so I signed up to Job Alerts. After some time, I was notified of a role which interested me, so I had submitted my application. And long story short, guess who got the job? All to say, and these two individual beautiful ladies in which I hadn't known before, but through actively searching for a network of people in the diaspora space, I was able to find the job I now have today in Kinshasa. Additionally, if I hadn't attended the networking event in London all them years ago, I wouldn't have met my London friend in the estate agency business in Congo and secured my accommodation before even getting the job. So now that I'm on the ground, do I still network? As Churchill the dog would say, oh yes. If you got that, I see you. And if you didn't, that's just that. Jasper. If you don't know about it, get to know about it. Jasper is, quote unquote, a Kinshasa-based platform created in April 2022, whose goal is to bring the diaspora together by providing support, resources, and development opportunities so that we can ease the transition of moving to the Democratic Republic of Congo. You can find my ladies on Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Practically everything you need information on, just ask, and someone will have an answer and or a comment to make. This is also a space where the diaspora promote businesses, services, and products. Currently, there are 300 plus members in the WhatsApp group, and you do need to be living, working, or building in Congo to be accepted into the group. Having randomly scrolled through the chat, here are three examples of the type of information shared. 1. Brunch and beauty, Saturday, 2nd of September, from 10 to 2. 2. Bonjour, s'il vous plaît. Je cherche quelqu'un qui fait Abuja du Kinshasa dans les prochaines semaines. Urgent. And 3. Hiring, copywriter, industry, DRC business, language, English. Apply. Send your 2-page maxi CV to yada yada yada. Now imagine this array of information on your phone every single day, throughout the day. There is no way that you cannot have something to at least explore if you want to know more about what's happening in Congo and how you could potentially make it work for you, should that be of interest. To conclude, everything I've mentioned is just the tip of the iceberg. Information about your safety, how to get official documentation completed, travel advice, and much more can all come from reliable sources. Now, it's not everyone you meet that you befriend or keep close. Use your judgment often. If you've made it this far, somehow, somewhere, this episode has captured your attention. And so why not share it with your network? You just never know. You too may be the reason why someone's life does a whole 360. For those who want to know more on networks in Kinshasa, need pointing in the right direction, or have specific questions, feel free to email me at Balili, B-A-L-I-L-I, at thefuturistcongo.com. As mentioned, I don't have all the answers, but I'll definitely share what I know. And now, because I know you're loyal, smiley face, join me next week when I'll be discussing transportation in Kinshasa. No amount of words will depict what transport in Kinshasa is, but I'll do my best. You may want to prepare a drink. Until then, I'm Balili, and you've been listening to The Future is Congo Plus.